Okay. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara asked the question. What the Gemara say? Bishlam Erev Shabbos, you don't get married in the Chabura. But Moitzoi Shabbos Amaylai. So the Gemara answers, Ella, Amrab Zeira, Gzeira Shimi Ishchait Benayif. And it's a Gzeira that if a person is going to get married on Moitzoi Shabbos, so he's going to get nervous about having enough food for the chasna. So we're afraid, Shami Yishle Benayif, then he might Shechta Benayif. So I'm like, Abayi, Lamayata, Yameki Purim, Shechalias, Bisheni, Bishabbos Yitcha. Gezer Shami Yishle Benayif, what does that mean? Yom Kippurim comes out on Monday, then Sunday is the day that we eat a lot, that we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. So let's make the same gezerah. Shema yishchit benayif. And therefore we should do what? We should push Yom Kippurim off till Tuesday. How do you push Yom Kippur off to Tuesday? How do you exactly do that? How do you push? You, well, what it means is that Ma'amin al-Aidim, you're going to do, is when the Eidim come, there's a Bezna has the power. Once Eidim, Bezna makes it Rosh Chodesh a certain day, so the 10th of Tishrei has to be Yom Kippur. You can't push Yom Kippur to the 11th of Tishrei. But we learn out of a pasuk that Bezna is allowed to manipulate the Eidim. Now, let's say Eidim come. Rosh Chodesh should be on Shabbos, which would make Yom Kippur Monday. So Bezna could stall the Eidim. They cannot be Mekabel Eidus until the next day. And the Mele Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah will be a day later. So the Gemara's kasha is, let's push it off for a day, because Gezeira Shem Yishchait Benayif. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Dilinaf Sheila Tarid. Hacha Dilacherim Tarid. That when a person is talking about eating himself, so he won't come to Shecht on Shabbos. When he has to prepare chasna, he's worried about other people, that he is Tarid. That'll make a mistake. Inami. Hasam Isleila Ravcha, Hacha Lesle Ravcha. What is Ravcha? Time. So what does it mean Yom Kippur? He has time. What does it mean he has time? Because so Rashi says that Islay Ravcha Lishchei Balayla Shasuda Eina Ad Lamacha. Rashi pretty clear. Hasuda Eina Ad Lamacha. So the Gra in Shulchan Aruch brings from this Rashi, a Makar, that the din, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, is a mitzvah only by day. The mitzvah, it's a mitzvah deraisa, to eat on the ninth day of Tishrei. That's only by day, unlike just about every other mitzvah deraisa, which is negeya, every other Yom Tif deraisa, which is day and night. This is only by day, because of this idea that it's that because Rashi says it's leirafcha, the mitzvah is only by day. Nafkamina is if you say Tachnun by Mincha on the eighth day of Tishrei. If you say Tachnun by Mincha, you don't say Tachnun by Mincha of Erev Yom Tif. If the Yom Tif of Tisha would start at night, so then you would skip Tachnun at Mincha on the eighth. But Hayais, it's only a Yom Tif the next day. It's only a Yom Tif the next day. At night it's not a Yom Tif. So therefore we say Tachnun on the night of by Mincha of the eighth day. It's the same two minhagim on the 32nd day of the Omer. You say Tachnun not by Mincha, telling the same thing. The Lag BaOmer starts by night, the Lag BaOmer starts by day. Same two ways of learning. So that's the Shita of the Gra. The Shla says that the mitzvah is even by night to eat. Prichadash says the mitzvah is by night. It says Beferesh HaPasik. It says Betisha B'Chaydish B'Erev. Pasik says in the ninth day of the month B'Erev, from the evening. So the taina is that the Prichadash says that the mitzvah starts even the night before of Yom Kippur. That's the sheet of the Prichadash and of the Shla. And the kasha is, of course, how you're going to answer our sugya. How do you explain our Gemara according to the Prichadash? Agamara says, Hasam Islay Ravcha. So what do you mean it's Tayyar Avcha?
There's
a mitzvah to have a suda by night too, if it's a yom kippur.
Is it
mitzvah to eat at night?
No, it's like yom kippur.
No, but the Chiddush says there is. If you there's no mitzvah to eat at night, so Gemara is good. If you there is a mitzvah to eat at night, so it's a problem.
Not
eating
by day, but eating
stam
at
night.
You don't have to eat chicken by day either. I mean, it's a yom kippur, so it's a mila to eat chicken. Mila to eat basar. But that's not the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's teretz is Islay Ravcha. So Islay Ravcha means he has more time. If he has more time, that means there's no mitzvah to eat at night. You're saying a different shot in the Gemara, you mean the Rashi. Islay Ravcha stam, it means chasna, a person's more busy.
It's fine.
More busy. Right? It's hard to just say a new shot. What?
Because you have time doesn't mean that
it's not
mitzvah
to eat. Not mitzvah to eat, right? Rashi says, Asuda ina ad lamacha. Rashi clearly holds like the grozich of going Rashi Shita. Rashi says, Asuda ina ad lamacha. Rashi certainly holds that way.
But the previous Rashi.
Yeah. Yes, the Gemara is cash. And the Gemara answers no. That's the Mislay Rav.
You're
saying it from Shah and the Gemara. You're not saying that Rashi holds that way.
No, it's according to the
Bichadosh. It's Bichadosh, it's from Shah and the Gemara. Taisus Ella. Ella Mayati of Kippur Shalis Bisheni, Tema. A mind knock at Yom Kippurim, the Loi Havel or Yesi Aglili. The Nam Bedala Prokim Bishana, Mechabahim Lachaveir, it's Arach Leidia. It says over there, there's an Isser, as you know, of Oisev Espinoi. You're not allowed to shecht an animal and its child on the same day. So let's say you're a farmer, you sell animals. You sold one animal to one Yid and the child to another, the baby animal to the other one. So you don't have to say, you know, I sold it to him, because you don't know when they're going to shecht. Someone buys an animal, he could shecht any day. So if you have an animal, you don't have to be chayshish that its mother is being shechted the same day, or its father animal is being shechted the same day. You don't have to be chayshish tamaza. But there are four times a year that a person does have to be chayshish, because it's common for people to be shechting animals. And therefore it says that Dala Prakim Bishana, a person who sells animals, has to tell the buyer if the other animal was sold on the same day. And those 4 days are the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and the first day of Pesach, and the first day of Shavuos, and Shmini Atzeres. Those 4 days are the biggest eating days of the Jewish calendar. Right, the first day of Yom Tov, so it's the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Shavuos, the first day of Pesach, and Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says the first day of Sukkot, people are busy with the lulav and the esrig and the sukkah, they're not so into the eating. But nowadays we're machmer even on that. But basically those are the Dala Parak and Bishana. Rabbi Yisrael Glee says also Erev Yom Kippur. So Taisus says, why is the Chapa on a Shail of Erev Yom Kippur? Why is the Chapa on Dala Parak all the 4 days? Why not chap on one of the days that's the kuliyal? Yeshleimer. Taisus answers the Erev Yom Kippurim hayurigil laharbis ba'ayfais ubedagim. On Erev Yom Kippur they didn't eat meat. The minig was to eat fish and poultry. K'debashu bereshis rabba gabihu chayta dezavin nuna. Mishum dehaviyem slich v'kaparo. Bahanu dala prokem ma'amarbin bebehemis delakal migzah shemi yishchay. So Taisus has an interesting teretz. He says by behemis when I goyze you'll shecht another animal. One animal is enough for 100 or 200 people. So a person plants a chasana, we're not afraid, he'll get nervous, he doesn't have enough people, he'll shecht another behemoth. Shechting birds, though, each chicken is good for, depends how fancy the wedding is. You know, if normal, it's good enough for 4 people. Sometimes they give you half a chicken. Some chasanas, they give a whole chicken because they want to throw away some of it. So the whatever it is, but a oif is good for only a few people, so a guy's a shem yishcha ben oif. So Erev Yom Kippur, so on Pesach and Sukkot, etc., it's Oisiv Espenai, Hishav Behemis. And Erev Yom Kippur, it's Bosh Chiyach Tit, Agamor is Tokisha Mishcha Benai. So Benai, Erev Yom Kippur, because of the fast, people don't eat meat, which is the hard to digest. So therefore, on Erev Yom Kippur, people eat more, they eat chicken and fish as opposed to meat. And therefore, Shem Yishcha Benayif is Shayach Davka to Erev Yom Kippur. Ofiza. Chayru can answer the Pri Chadash. Because it could be that the night of Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah to eat a suda. But then people eat meat. It's not right before this. It's not right before that. In Halacha it says that a person should be careful what he eats the day of Erev Yom Kippur. The night before, you can eat whatever you want. So the Prichadish could be very geschmack. The night before, there is a mitzvah to eat, even the night of Tisha. There's also a mitzvah to eat. But then people would eat basar, basar behema. Then possible people would eat basar behema, and there's no problem of Shem Yishcha Penayif. Our Gemara yes, tavka from the day, because the day people eat poultry or fish. So there were guys of Shem Yishcha Penayif. So the Gemara asks, let's make a gzeira. And the Gemara answers that no, Islay Ravcha. Since by night he's not eating Gaifais, so he has plenty of time. He knows for Gaifais he has till tomorrow. So according to what Taisus says, we can answer to Pri Chadash from the Gra's Taina. The Gra's Taina that from our Gemara it's Muchach. That there's no mitzvah to eat the night before. So according to what Taisus says, it's not Shver. Our Gemara only says that they don't eat Gaifais the night before. There's no rush to eat Eifais. But as far as eating Basar, that there is. Some Sefer says another Teretz on Taisus Kasha. Taisus asked, why doesn't the Gemara ask from the other 4 days? Okay, which 4 days? Shoshana, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. Shemini Atzeres and Shavuos. So what should we be asking? What should the Gemara be asking? Elamayata, if these days are chal on Sunday, then we should push it off. So some cipher says, let's see, which one of the 4 days? Rosh Hashanah. Can Rosh Hashanah fall on Sunday? No? Yadu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't fall on Sunday. The Shemini Atzeres also can't fall on Sunday. Shemini Atzeres also can't fall on Sunday. Could the first day of Pesach fall on Sunday?
Yeah.
That it could. First day of Pesach could fall on Sunday. So let's make a gzeira. Taisus is asking that it'll shecht on Shabbos because he needs meat for the Seder. That he's going to shecht on Shabbos because he needs meat for the Seder. For 1 minute. By the Seder, you eat a carbon Pesach. And shechting the carbon Pesach is daich Shabbos. So we're going to make a gzeira. He's going to shecht the chicken. He's shechting a whole big animal on Erev Pesach, and he's b'chuyif to finish the whole Karban Pesach by the Seder. So the Chassam Sefer says, not going to make a gzeirah Shem Yishcha Penayif. I might see shechting a behema on Erev Pesach, even if it shechts. So Rosh Hashanah is no problem, because it's not chal on Sunday. Shemini Atzeres, not a problem, it's not chal on Sunday. What? Shemini Atzeres, then Rosh Hashanah Rabbah would be Shabbos. Shemini Rabbah can never be chal on Shabbos, because of the... Shana is never Sunday, Shemini and Hashanah Rabbah is never Sunday. Yeah, there's a Maimon Aleidim for this. That's right. And Pesach is also no problem. So what are you left with? You're left with Shavuos. So the only thing that remains a kash is, if Shavuos comes out on Sunday, let's be geyser, because maybe a person will shecht an oif on Shabbos. Let's push Shavuos off to Monday. So Sefer says, that's not a good kasha. Because the Shavuos is chal on Sunday, and you're going to push it off to Monday, because maybe there'll be Chilul Shabbos. Whenever Shavuos is Monday, the first day of Pesach is Sunday. Right? Because the first day of Pesach will be chal on... Is that correct? That's correct. Because the first day of Pesach is Sunday, the first day of the Yomer is Monday, and the 49th day of the Yomer is Sunday. Right, so the 50th day will be Monday. So Shavuos is chal on Monday. Pesach will fall on Sunday. What's the Gemara asking? according to this. If Shavuos comes out on Sunday, let's be chayshish v'chilul Shabbos and push it off to Monday. But by pushing it off to Monday, you're going to cause Pesach to be Sunday, which means all the carbon Pesachs are going to be shechted on Shabbos. So what are you doing? You're saying, we're afraid he might shech da'if on Shabbos. So because we're afraid he might shech da'if on Shabbos, we're going to push Shavuos to Monday, push Pesach to Sunday. And now we're going to shech a couple of 100,000 animals on Shabbos. Why? It's like a chuchav et lula. We're going to make the Shechitas Karban Pesach bichal on Shabbos. We're going to shech the 100,000 animals on Shabbos because he might shech the Benoif on Shabbos. Oh, so that's what you're saying. That really, these 100,000 animals you're shechting beheter. You're talking true. You're shechting a beheter. But what he's tiding is it's like a joke to people. Like, because of a chshash of a Benoif, we're gonna set things up. So, you're shechting beheter. But you're still there. You're shechting on Shabbos. Says that would be like a chuchav et lula people's eyes. That's such a gzeira. Chazal would make such a gzeira. Even though technically you're right. If you made such a gzeira and then you pushed it off, then you'd be allowed to shech. But Labaisa, he says that it's
Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, you have a kind of mitzvah for thousands of years just because one time one person might carry a shabbos.
Yeah, Chazal made a gzeira. But to ask, why don't they make a gzeira? It's not such a kasha. Chazal pushed off the mitzvah of lulav because you might carry once. They pushed off the asay. It's true, but it's not a chuf of it lulav. It's a chiddush. Here it sounds like a joke. Since you're afraid he's going to shech the chicken, so that's why you're setting it up so that we're going to shech the everything. It's like a stira. It's not a stira minei bev. It's like a stira minei bev. You're worried about shechita, therefore you're going to set things up. We're going to shech all these because you're afraid you'll shech. That's how it's subsequent. What?
Push off Shavuos, you're not
going to
push off Pesach.
Yeah, Shavuos is always the 50th day of the Omer. There's no set calendar day for Shavuos. Shavuos could be the 6th of Sivan, could be the 7th of Sivan. It depends how many. Right. If you have a problem with Pesach, you have to push off Shavuos. This is how subsequent answers the cash. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara ends. Hashda da asis lahachi. Now that you came to this chiddush that there's a gzeira shavi yishcha benayif, and that's why you don't get married matzah Shabbos. Erev Shabbos nami gzeira shema yishcha benayif. Erev Shabbos we also don't get married. Why? Till now we thought, why don't you get married because of chabura? So Gemara says now you don't have to come on to the reason of chabura. You could say the reason of why is this better than the previous reason? You don't get married Friday. Why? So we have two reasons. One is because the BLB Shabbos, you make a chabura. Where it says, now I have another territory, Shem Yishcha Benayif. Well, who needs a second reason? What's wrong with the reason of chabura? What? It's just adding a reason. Okay. If the Pnei Yeshua says two reasons why the Gemara did this. One reason is, because we're going to have the next sugyo, which I hope to get to very quickly. The Gemara is a shayla, if you're allowed to do the first Biyan Shabbos. Gemara is a nibaya on Hayamid Beis. Mao libal b'tchilo b'Shabbos. We paskin, when we finish with the sugyo, that's how we get until the Shabbos. When we finish the sugyo on Dav Zayin, we're going to end up that it's mutar libal b'tchilo b'Shabbos. We paskin that it's mutter to do the first Biyan Shabbos. So the time of Mishum Chabura is not lahalacha. We don't paskin that there's an Issa Chabura. So because of that, the Gemara said, Shami Yishcha Benayif. That's why the Gemara gave a reason. That's lahalacha. That Chabura is not lahalacha. So Rabbi Zai should be allowed to get married Friday. So the Gemara says, no, Shami Yishcha Benayif is still a reason that you're not allowed to get married on Friday. That's the Pnei Yeshua's first pshat. What? It is applicable. Because if you can get married on Erev Shabbos, that means you're going to do the chuppah Erev Shabbos and have the suda on Shabbos. So you're going to come to the Shabbos, you'll be all nervous, you don't have enough food. So you're going to shech. If you think it's not a chshash, it is a chshash. I want you to know that when caterers do a kiddush, You know, these fancy kadeshim, we have all kinds of food. It's a big yetz, it's a big problem with Chol Shabbos. They have everything prepared. But things go wrong. Things go wrong. You know, Charles doesn't have enough water. You know, things happen. That means you don't have enough food. Shami Yishra Benayf is that gezera. Don't make a chas nesuda on Shabbos, because something may go wrong. You might shech the benayf, or you might heat up the kugel, whatever it is. You might do things for yisur. The issue of second shot is that this reason is a better reason for the case where a person marries a ba'ula. If the woman is not a besula, let's say you marry a ba'ula, it's a second marriage, or it's a woman who, for whatever reason, doesn't have besula. So if the reason is mishum chabura, you'd be allowed to get married on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, there's another reason. Shami yishchet benayif. Shami yishchet benayif, that's a reason that even if you marry a ba'ula, you're also not allowed to get married on Friday. So these are the two reasons that this gezeira, shami yishchet benayif, is important for Friday too. Lahalacha, this is a big machlaikis rishayim. I already mentioned to you in the beginning of the Masechta that the Rosh brings that the minig is to get married on Friday. Right, in Europe, by Ashkenazim, the minig was to get married tak on Friday and make the Suda on Shabbos. And that's because the Rosh and the Rif hold that we don't paskin like this Gemara. We don't paskin the Gzeir Shem Yishchep Enayif on Friday. It's a funny thing. It's a Beferish Gemara. And they're saying that we don't pass like this. We don't pass Shem Yishchep Enayif on Friday. The Rambam disagrees. And by Sfaradim, they talk, don't get married. They never got married on Friday afternoon. Because the Rambam paskins that it's Aser. That it's Aser to get married on Friday because of Shem Yishchep Enayif. So these are the two minhagim that existed in Klal Yisrael for a long time. And the question is how you get out of Asugya. Asugya makes a gzeir Shem Yishchep Enayif. How do you get out of Asugya? So the pashtus is that they hold the other sugya argues. The other sugya says that mutar libo b'tchilo b'Shabbos. That's the Pashto Sator. There is a Tosfos on the Amud Beis that says something that sounds strange to me, it's going to sound strange to you. That there was something people used to do called a Sudas Bia Rishayna. Which means that if the wedding and the Bia Rishayna were not at the same time, then they would have the Chasna, with the Chasna thing. Now let's say she's a Nida, they do the Bia first a week later. They would make a Suda on the Leil HaBia. And Tosfos names on that our Gemara, Tosfos Mahu, on the Amud Beis, that our Gemara is talking about a Suda's Bia. So the Pnei Yeshua says it could be that if you hold a Sugi is talking about the Suda's Bia, so the Gezeri Shemishcha Penayif is limited to that. It's talking about Libal. What was the Lashon? Lo yibal ber Shabbos limit. It didn't say lo yichanes. Lo yibal ber Shabbos limit. Say Shabbos. There's a gzeira. It's lo yibal because of the Sudas Abiyah. If our Gemara is talking about the Sudas Abiyah, then on Zion, after the whole Shaila, the Gemara ends up mutar libal b'tchila b'Shabbos. So then that sugya is arguing with our sugya. Because our sugya is talking about bia, and it says bia b'Shabbos. The first bia is aser because of Shem Yishchep Benayif. And that Gemara on Zion is saying, "Mutar libal b'tchila b'Shabbos." That's talking even in a time where they used to have a Sudas Abiyah. So therefore, the Pnei Yeshua says this in the Kuntres Achrayim. Therefore, if you hold us, Sugi is talking about a Sudas Abiyah. So then, if on Zion Amid Aleph we end up mutar libal b'tchila b'Shabbos, it's Taka Araya that we don't paskin of the Gzeir Hashem Yishchep Enayif, because we see we paskin as mutar libal b'tchila b'Shabbos. You follow? Again, if we're talking about a marriage, a chasana, so Agamar is talking about the chasana meal, and Zayin Amid Aleph is talking about doing the first bia on Shabbos. So the two sugyas have nothing to do with each other. There is talking about doing the first bia. Could be it's a week after the wedding, or after the wedding night. And the Gemara is a shadla, you're allowed to do the first bia. And our Gemara is talking about the chasna. So they're two different sugyas. They're two different sugyas, and the Rambam is right. A wedding we don't do on Shabbos, and a bia rishayna you could do. What's the case of a bia rishayna? Let's say the night they got married, she was a nida. So it happened later. The Rush and the Riff hold, no. They hold, like Taisvis, that our Gemara is talking about bia, sudas bia. The Lashon was lo yibol, bear of Shabbos, lemetzai Shabbos. That means we're talking about the bia. If you're talking about the bia, and we're saying that they used to have this meeting of a sudas bia, and what guys is shem yishle benayif. Our Gemara says you can't have the first bia on Shabbos, shem yishle benayif. If so, on Zayin Amid Aleph, where the Gemara ends up, la halacha, that muta libal betchila b'shabes, hilchasa muta libal betchila b'shabes. That's the Lashon of Gemara. Hilchasa muta libal betchila b'shabes. Obviously, that Gemara says, when that goes there, that you might shech the benayif. Because even though we're talking about a bia, and there's a sudas bia rishayna, there's to make a suda, and it says muta libal, which implies that they're making the suda too. So why shemi yishchet? We don't paskin shem yishchet benayif. That's why the Rosh and the Riff and the Ashkenazim paskin that there is no ism. It's funny when it comes to getting married on Sunday. So to get married on Friday, the Riff and the Rosh say it's okay, and the Rambam says it's not okay. When it comes to getting married on Sunday, we get married Sunday, right? People get married Sunday. The Rambam's Lashon is you shouldn't get married be'echad b'Shabbos. Because of Shchitas Benayif. He doesn't say Matzah Shabbos. He says Be'echad B'Shabbos on Sunday. So, we're not. The Rambam holds that we're guys of Shem Yishchet Benayif even for a Sunday wedding.
We don't shech the day before anyway.
Why? We shech when? We shech much before. 2 weeks? No, we don't shech 2 weeks before. It comes 2 days maybe. Maybe a day or two. Alright, but anyway, the. Rashi learns, the way we learned the Gemara, is the whole Gzeir is the night. Matzah Shabbos, we talk, you don't get married Matzah Shabbos. The Rambam seems to say it's also the whole Sunday. But there are places, given I saw the Habakta, who says it's Lav Dafka, it means just Matzah Shabbos. And because people get married Sunday. I don't think the custom is people get married Matzah Shabbos. Right? I never heard, I was never invited to Matzah Shabbos Chasana. And there's a funny thing about 15 years ago, by Sfardim, they used to get married Matzah Shabbos. And what happened is there were a lot of accidents. People were killed, people were hurt, going to Matzah Shabbos weddings. And the Sfardish Gedolim here in the United States, here in New York area, got together and they made a takana, no more Matzah Shabbos weddings. Because really, Gemara says, Shem Yishchet Benayif, the Rambam says, no. They had a minute to get married. And when it happened that there were numerous accidents, one after the other, they stopped Matzah Shabbos chasnas, and they don't get married anymore, Matzah Shabbos. But this takana they made is less than 20 years old. So I remember what it was. It was about 15, 16 years ago. And, all right, let's move on. Let's see the next Gemara. Yibay Elohim. B'sulah Nisus Berviv and Nivelus Berviv. Like Hashina Lakuri Daita. I do what Besul Nisa Berviv in the Valas Bechamishi, the Hashina Lakuri Daita. Let's see by him. A woman gets married Friday. That's a Shaila. Are you allowed to do the Bia when? So Chamishi, you could certainly do the Bia. You get married Wednesday by day, you could do the Bia that night. What's the Gemara Zibaya? What? Is the Bia Mutter on Wednesday? When on Wednesday? This means Wednesday day, or what we call Tuesday night, Wednesday. Well, this means Leil Revi or Yom Revi? What's he by you? By you, Besulnis Bervi, Finivelis Bervi, Lachshel Kredai to Idol Manat. Shailas is Bia Mutter on Revi. Well, what does Revi mean? How do you know it means day? Maybe it's night. That's the Gemara Zibaya. We chayish is talking about the Huh? The Ritva brings two pshatim. The Ritva brings his first pshat he brings is that the Ibaya is on Wednesday night. He says, because by day, we don't do Bia by day anyway. We're not Bail by day. And since Bia is only by night, so therefore the Gemara Zibaya is about Leil Revi. That's the first pshat the Ritva brings. And the second pshat he brings is that it's talking about the day, Yom Revi. He brings, I think it's the Ramban's pshat, they're talking about day. Bia is muta by day, bibaya safel, in a dark room. So Mamela, I guess the way most of you learned is the way the Ramban and the Rajba, it's the second pshat in the Ritva, is that we're talking about the day. And the Ritva brings the first pshat that it's talking about the night. The Haflah suggests an interesting pshat in the Machlaikis that which pshat is more pashut? I don't know which pshat is more pashut. It's Svara. Is one pshat more pashut than the other? Svara? No? I think one pshat is more pashut. Yeah, the question is how far does the Ibaya go? Right, but he's titled this in a lumdis. What he says, the Afla says, is that the first pshat of the Ritva, which is that the Gemara Zibaya is about Leil Revi, they hold that Yom Revi has to be Muta Bevia. It must be its Muta. Why? Because what did they do? They used to get married on Wednesday and do the Bia at night. That means they had the Chuppah by day. If you hold, like the Rambam Shita, what is Chuppah? Yichud Arayi Labiya. So, a Yichud Arayi Labiya, if the Rabbana made a Gzeira, that you're not allowed to be boil the first Bia on Wednesday, because of Akurei died. First Bia must be the night. So that means Wednesday by day, it's a Yichud Shein Arayi Labiya. What kind of Chuppah is it, Wednesday? That's not a Chuppah. It's a Yichud Shein Arayi Labiya. It's a Gzeira the Rabbana. That you're not allowed to be boil by day on Wednesday because you're a great doctor. You have to do it at night. Bishlama, like the first pshat, you're really allowed to be boil Wednesday day. Just, you're not boil by day unless it's in a dark room, then it's mutter. But otherwise, not boil by day, but it's mutter. So the first sheet holds Wednesday day must be mutter b'diyah. So what's our Gemara Zibaya? Zibaya is what about the previous night, the night of Wednesday? Okay, because Wednesday day has to be Mutter, so Ibaya is the previous night. However, if you don't hold like the Rambam, you hold you don't need a Yichud Arayi Labiya, so then everything's good. Then it could be that the Ibaya is Wednesday day, and we end up Wednesday day as Taka Asr, because you don't need a Yichud Arayi Labiya. But like the Rambam, who learns you need a Yichud Arayi Labiya, must be that Wednesday day, Chazal didn't make a Gzeir against, so it's Yichud Arayi Labiya. And the Meila, the Gemara Zibaya, is what about the night before? Tashma, the Tani Bar Kapara, Besula, this is for Viv, and the Velas Bechamishi, Hayol V'Nemru Broi Bracha L'Dogim. We already had this concept when we learned the Beis Amud Aleph, the idea of Bracha, Taisis brought down, that it's not an Avaryana, but there's a Meila to getting married to have this Indian of Bracha. So what's Bar Kapara's Raya? Besul Nisus Bervi in the Velas Bechamishi. Hayol V'Nemru Bar Bracha L'Dagim. Amar in Nisus Bechamishi in the Velas Bechishi Hayol V'Nemru Bracha L'Adam. Tama Mishum Bracha. Why do you get married? Why is the Bila Bechamishi because of the Bracha? Avo Mishum Mekru Leidaita Alei Chashinon. But because of Akurei Daita, that we're not Chayshish. Why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say the same thing that it should be ba'al chayel v'namer by bracha ladagim? And for the Gemara, bracha to Adam adifalei. We'd rather have a bracha of Adam than a bracha of fish. Why? Why is bracha to Adam better than a bracha of fish?
Talking about the comparisons, like a mushroom, what we like to be. Yeah.
Or the mezuz. So we're people, we're not fish. So therefore, bracha da madifa. That's even though fish are multiply more than humans, but still bracha da madifa.
See.
So therefore, if you have a choice which night to get married, it's better to get married on Thursday night. To be a rishayim should be Thursday night, which is bracha da adam is better than bracha da adam.
What? For Alma, and bracha da adam is perfect because she was once married and she lost adam. So now, so she's starting her own life again. She's a bracha da adam.
Yeah.
Getting married, but as a normal couple, the sula,
yeah,
bracha da adam.
They're saying that maybe this is Dafka Almana, not Dafka Almana, Bracha Dada Madifa.
So
someone showed me, I think in the Pnei Yeshua, he says something like that. That the Gemara's Teretz, Dada Madifa applies Dafka to Almana. But that's a Chiddush. I would have thought. Okay. Inami Mishum Shaktu. Oh, we have Shaktu. Now the word Shaktu is being used different. We once had Shaktu. That shaktu, we had it twice actually. On that base, we had shaktu that you should prepare 3 days for a wedding. Shaktu chama tkanas b'nais Yisrael. This is the shaktu of an almana, the Tanya. B'neima amru almana, this is b'chamishi nevels b'shishi. So we had this on, was on Daf Gimel. Shemata oimer tibal b'chamishi l'macha mashkim l'b'nasei v'aylach lai. A second marriage, not like a first marriage. First marriage, so you're in the mood to have 7 days of party. A second marriage, it's not the same. So afraid the next day the husband will go to work. V'haylachlai. Shaktu chacham atchalas b'nais Yisrael she'esameach ima shloishi yamim. Chamishi b'shabbis is the day of the marriage. He's not going to go to work the day of the chasma. Erev Shabbos is the day of the bia. Also, he's a chavivas. And then the third day should be Shabbos. So you have three days. So Reuven chayshish v'tekanas b'nais Yisrael of an almana that he should be esameach ima for 3 days. I mentioned last time why there were more chayshish for takanas b'nais Yisrael by an almana, because she could be meichel. An almana really min adin could be meichel the simcha. An almana could be meichel the 3 days of simcha, and then the husband's allowed to go to work. So there they were chayshish. By besula, her mechila does not help, because we're going to learn this later that when a person gets married, a man marries a besula, the sheva brachas week. There are two things. He has a mitzvah to mesameach his wife, that she could be meichel. Then he has a din of chasen daim l'melech, and that he can be meichel. A din of chasen daim l'melech, that he doesn't go to work. We're going to have later from the Ran that mechila doesn't help. So that's why by a first marriage, we're not chayshish. By a second marriage, what are we chayshish for? That he'll do shalaika din? No. He's mechayiv to be mesameach 3 days, and we mesameach 3 days. But we're chayshish that she'll be meichel and he'll go to work. So who cares if she's meichel go to work? Because I want to know. You should be mesameach ima shloisha yamim. You shouldn't go to work. So that's why they made this takon. Ma'i ika ben bracha l'shaktu. What's the difference between the two reasons? So the Gemara says, Ma'i ika ben bracha l'shaktu. He could be now either adam batel, a person who doesn't have a job. He doesn't go to work anyway, so when achay she'll go to work. Inami yantush chalis merav Shabbos. So again, we don't have to make a takana because no matter what, he's not going to go to work on that Friday. So it's Yom Tov. So I had a kash on this. Why? What does it mean, Yom Shchalis Be'er Shabbos? Is he going to get married when? When's he getting married? Friday's Yom Tov. Get married on Thursday. So normally we say, be bail that night. So you won't go to work Thursday because of the wedding. Friday because of the Bia, Shabbos because of Shabbos. Saying now, Friday is Yom Tov anyway, so he could be Bayil already on Wednesday, on Thursday. Marry and he could do the Bia Thursday too, won't be a problem. Because well, the next 2 days, not going to work anyway, because it's Yom Tov and Shabbos. Okay, L'chayr, this Dafka Mina is Lav Dafka, if Yom Tov is Friday. Let's say Yom Tov is Sunday. So he could get married, he doesn't have to get married on Thursday, he can marry on Friday, it'll be 3 straight days. It's true. Now this Gemara is a tumul for a side point. Something we also spoke at last time. Are you allowed to get married on Shabbos? Are you allowed to make a chasna on Shabbos? Why not? We said we had a different reason. The Rosh brought a Yerushalmi that's a kinyan, there's some aspect of kinyan. And when you get married on Shabbos, you're being kinder. I told you it doesn't mean you're kind of your wife. Nobody owns their wife. It means that when you get married, you have certain financial kinyanim. Your nichsei isha, a woman's nechasim don't belong to the husband, but the husband has a right of peiris of nichsei malug. And he has certain rights, certain financial rights in his wife's work. So Yerushalmi says that you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos because of the isser of kinyan. The Rambam again argues, the Rif and the Rush bring this thing down, you know, I'll get married on Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't bring this down, that this is to get married on Shabbos, as Kinyan. He doesn't bring it down at all. And L'chaira, Agamara is a raya to the Rambam and Akasha on the Rush. How? How's Agamara raya one way or the other? What's the Gemara talking about? Ike beinayu, yomtiv shechalias be'erev Shabbos. What do we say? If it's shaktu, then you can get due to be on Thursday. If it's not shaktu, if it's bracha, so then you do the bia when? When you do the bia. Person marries an almana. He does the wedding on Thursday, the bia on Friday. Shabbos, right? We're saying the reason of bracha to Adam, is Friday. So what are we saying? Our Gemara says beferish. If a man marries an almana, and Yom Tov is Friday, he does the bia when? Friday, the night of Thursday night, which is Friday. He does the bia Thursday, which is Friday, which is Yom Tov. So what's shver? You can't do a kinyan on Yom Tov, just like you can't do a kinyan on Shabbos. Just say kinyan on Shabbos. And we learned that by an almana, according to most Rishayim, you're not kinda, you need to be a mamish to be kinda an almana. The kinda chuppah of an almana, the Rambam says, is be a mamish. By a besula, you only need a yichra raila bia. But by an almana, be a mamish is the kinyan. So our Gemara is beferish, not like the Rush. Because our Gemara says that if the reason of bracha is true, then Thursday you get married, and you still do to be a Thursday night, which is Yom Tov. So we see you're allowed to be kind of kinyan on Yom Tov. So it's shver on the Shita Sarash. Gemara says because of bracha. That's Ike Benayu. Because the reason of bracha is bracha da Adam Adifa. And you do the bia on Shishi, which is bracha da Adam, which is the Thursday night. So L'chaira, this is a beferish Gemara, not like the Rush, who says that this is of Kenyan. How do you get around this? A very tough kasha. So I saw an Eitzah around this. Rabbi Avadya Yosef has a tshuva, Lamaisa, about Lamaisa, if an almana can have a first bia on Shabbos. It's a Kenyan. Is this the Rush? Is this of Kenyan? So he brings, it's actually in the Sefer HaMakna. The Sefer HaMakna gives an Eitzah. Let's say a person finds himself in such a circumstance where the Bia Rishayna is going to be on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the Makna says, I have an Eitzah, L'chol L'chuli Alma. Why does a husband have Kinyanim in his wife's Nechasim? It's a Takana for the benefit of the husband. We know a person, when there's a financial Takana for his benefit, he could say, I'm Michael the Takana. So he says, the Amakna says, if you have Lamaisa, somebody who has to get married on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, this is an Eitzah. He'll be by Ohar and he'll make a Tanai Beferish, that he's Michael all financial Kinyanim. Of course, if he wants, he can be Michael until Sunday, and Sunday he'll be Kaina. He's Michael all Kinyanim. So Lamaisa is not Kaina anything. And that's an Eitzah, a way to do it, Lamaisa. That's what that Magna says. So Rabbi Vadi Yosef adds, if you have this Eitzah, so now our Gemara is not Shver anymore. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that if you get married Thursday, you should do the Bia on Friday because of Bracha, even if it's Yom Tov. So He said, Shvar and Rosh, can be kind of Kenyan. She says, okay, so you'll make it tonight. You make it tonight that the Kenyan shouldn't be Chal. Once you have an Eitzah, so you can learn that into the Gemara. The Gemara says, Alts Bracha, you should do Biyan Yantif. I Kenyan. All right, so you have to be Makbid to be Michael the Mani and not do a Kenyan. But once you have the Makbid's Eitzah, you can already learn it into the Gemara too. The Gemara just says it's possible to do a Biyan Yantif. Yeah, it is possible. It's bigger, the maisa that tzaddikim do, than creating heaven and earth. Somebody has the kashra, Pchia Shemai. Yabeshes Yadav Yatzaru. I, Loshim Rabim, Hashem created heaven and earth, Gaviyachal, with two hands. So he said Yadek Siv. Baksiv Yatzaru, Loshim Rabim, Rachamay Yitzhak Yatzu Espa Isaf, Kidiksiv, Kiara Shemayim, Shomecha, Maisi Espa Isaf, Refkam Shekinat. Alright, so an Agadah to Gemara. We run through Agadah to Gemaras. But every Agadah to Gemara has a deeper meaning. It says in the Hagdama, and it's printed in the beginning of Ein Yaakov, a letter from the Shlah about Agadah to Gemaras. The Shlah says that when Chazal decided that Torah Shabbat Peh should be written, they had a Shiloh. What about Halacha Gemaras they could write straight out? What about things that have deeper meaning? Things that are in the top part of Torah HaNistar. Should they write it? If they don't write it, Chashash will be forgotten. They do write it, but it's not for everybody. So he says that's why Agadah was written. Every Agadah has deeper meaning, some of which is on one level, some on another level. And every Agadah has something more to it. This particular Gemara, the Chassam Sefer, just explains the Nakuda that the Gemara is talking about. I don't know how much you'll appreciate it or not, because it's a philosophical nidai, which philosophers in the time that... We don't live in a generation of philosophy. We live in a very practical world. We don't live in a world where people clear, you know, the purpose of creation. It's more energy is put into discovering, you know, the 27th flavor of ice cream than the... That's just the generation we live in. But there is a philosophical shiloh of what's better. What is a Kadosh Baruch Hu happier with in his Bria? Human beings who sometimes do Averis and sometimes do Mitzvahs. Or the Oif HaShemayim and the Atzei Haaretz, the trees and the birds. You know, they don't do Averis, they don't do Mitzvahs. They just do whatever God tells them to do. They have no Yetzer Taim, no Yetzer Hara. What is everybody shown happier with? But the way the Rambam puts it, the Rambam, Mishmeinu Parakim, declares, what is Hashem happier with? Tzadik Meikarai, person who's good from the beginning, who never did Averis, or somebody who did Averis and straightened himself out. What's better? So the Rambam brings that the Greek philosophers held that a Tzadik Meikarai is better, because he never did an Aver, and that the Chachmei Yisrael disagree, and we hold somebody who did bad things and corrects himself is better than someone who never did any bad thing in the first place. So that's a chakira about how you look at the world. Do you look at the world in what people actually do? If he didn't have Aries, worse. Or do you look at it in the bakayach, in the overcoming obstacles of the world? So he says that that's this gemara, that maisa tzadikim are better than maisa shemayim v'aretz. A person who accomplishes something despite the fact that he does have Averis too, is better than Shvai Varetz, which they just listen to God every day. You know, the sun comes up every morning. Never has a Yetzirah not to get up in the morning. That part of Maaseh Bereishis, that's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem wasn't looking for that. Hashem was looking for people who sometimes make mistakes and sometimes fail and sometimes do have Averis. And nevertheless, they turn themselves around and they're able to be better. What? Some cipher on the Pasuk, and then the cipher service. It's Reb Tzadik Shita, yeah. It's better to fall than to pick yourself up again. Amr of Nachem Bar Yitzchak. Oh, I said that already. It's West Baisa. Sivki Erish Shemecha. Masi Yisbesecha. Rech Kavash HaKanata. Meisive. Shmai Misapim Kavayt Kael. Umasi Yadav Magad HaRakia. It's Maisi Yadav Lashem Rabbi Machikam. Maisi Yadayim Shal Tzadikim. Mi Magad HaRakia. Maisi Yadayim Shal Tzadikim. Mi Magad HaRakia. Who says if Hashem is happy, Maisi Yadayim? The sky, the heavens, Umayni Umatar. Rain which falls as a scarf at tzaddikim, so that's ma'isi yada magad rakia. Dorish par kapar ma'idiksiv yasei tielacha al azeinecha, al tikri azeinecha ella al oizeinecha on your ear. Shem yishma adam davar sheinei hagun. A person hears loshon hara, anything that's improper, so yaniach etzpoi ba'aznav. You should be able to stick your fingers in your ears. That's why your fingers are shaped the way they are. Haynu damar abalaza. Neima, it's baisa shal adam daimis li yaseidais. How come your fingers are pointy at the ends? My time. Ilayma mishum de mechalkan. What do you mean? If you're saying why the fingers divided into five fingers, kol chad v'chad ulam alsei avidah. Each one for its purpose. Rashi says it means each one has a mitzvah that has a shaychus to it. Dama ma'ariz uzeres. Go through the pinky. The pinky is the zeres, the kmitza, the ama, the etzba, and the gaidel. That's why they pointy. So that now you know why you have pointy fingers. Okay, you should be able to stick your fingers into your ears. Ah, but this is a machlaikis. Are you supposed to stick your fingers into your ears? What do you do when you hear lashon hara? You put your fingers in or you put your earlobe in? So it's a machlaikis here. First man the Yama said you stick your fingers in. Tell me, Yishmael, no. Neima oizen. Kula kasha. How come the whole ear is hard? For al yaracha and the lobe of the ear is soft. Shemishvadam davar sheinei hagun yakuf al yelaseicha. So you have to find some lumdis in this machlekes. One man the yama says you stick your fingers in your ears, and the other man the yama sticks you stick your earlobe in your ear. What's the lumdis of the machlekes?
If I come up,
what?
Just have a shemer, and so the shemer just closer to the ear is better than the shemer to the fingers.
This one's closer, and this one's further. But your fingers don't have to be pointy for that. As I saw somewhere, I don't remember where. Actually, a halachatik a machlaikis here. There's a machlaikis in the paiskim if you have to wash your hands after you touch the wax in your ears. There's a din of tzaya. Right? It's excrement of the body. You have to wash if you touch. Is the earwax, is that considered tzaya sa'izn? Is that something you have to wash for? I don't remember where I saw this, but I remember seeing that he learned that's the machlaikis. One of the Yama says, you stick your fingers in. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you have to wash your hands then. So you stick your earlobe in, then you don't have to wash. Okay, be that as it may, I assume that I've run through quite a bit of Gemara. I'm sure that some of you have gone this far and some have not. The next Gemara, actually, is two more lines of Agadita. Tan Rabbana Yashmiya Adam Laznav Devarim Betalim. You hear that? Yashmiya Adam Laznav Devarim Betalim. Fersha Gemara, that you're allowed to read Devarim Betalim, no? Yashmiya Adam Laz, don't listen to Devarim Betalim, Neshem Nichvis Techila Laivarim. Because the ear is burned first. You know what that's talking about. So, be careful with your ears, very appropriate. I mentioned yesterday about learning Chafetz Chaim. There's a piece of paper, I think, floating around for guys to sign up. There was a slight change. I mentioned to do a page side a day. The new prints, first of all, are spread out much more, and they're more common in the yeshiva. But the new prints of the Chafetz Chaim have it planned out one piece a day. It has dates. It's supposed to start from Aleph Tishrei. We're not going to wait till Aleph Tishrei. So we're going to start on Yis Hashem tomorrow. And we're going to try to do a day, the way it's planned out there, a day, it's basically two halachas a day, or a certain amount every day. I encourage everybody to sign up. Don't sign up unless you're going to do it, so I'm encouraging you to do it. But try to sign up, get a hold of a Sefer Chafetz Chaim. If you have one at home, please bring it in. I assume at least the first few days there'll be a run on Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So learn it and try to incorporate it. It happens to be, it's a lumdisha sefer, besides being a musa sefer. There's a lot of yediyas in there about Hilchas Lashon Hara, about other halachas. Especially the beginning is very interesting. The Minyan Asim and the Minyan Alavim. So I encourage everybody, and believe that I'll do it as well, to start. Also, please catch up. The next sugi is Alamdisha Sugi, Ma'alibo B'Tchilo B'Shabbos, and you have to make a lady before...